You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, it's Anti-Fraud Week this week, and already we've heard about some of the more common scams you have to be aware of online and on the phone. But during the coronavirus outbreak, there have been some new ones. Mike Andrews leads the National Trading Standards e-crime team, and he gave me some examples you should look out for.
Well, unfortunately, yes, criminals will always try and latch on to whatever the latest thing is. And unfortunately, we've seen a big increase in scams that relate to COVID-19. One of the common ones that was doing the rounds was around people who had supposedly breached the lockdown restrictions and were to be issued a fine. So you were sent a very official-looking email that appeared to suggest that you'd been breaching the lockdown restrictions on three occasions, and you were required then to click on a link and pay a fine. It was unfortunately a scam, but we are aware of people who did fall victim to it, because like a lot of these email scams that I'm sure your listeners are aware of, they do look very, very professional and very well designed emails that are easy for people to fall victim of.
So if you get, as you say, a very sophisticated looking email or text, what information should you never give out?
We would always say you should never, ever give out any personal information. If you receive an email that's asking you to click on a link or asking you to supply any personal information, even if it's just basic details like your name and address, your date of birth, but absolutely certainly not your bank account details or any private information like that, you should always be cautious if you receive unsolicited email that, even if it looks official, it looks like it's come from your bank, it looks like it's come from an official organisation. If you're being asked for any personal details, we would always advise you against doing that. Exercise caution at all times if you receive an email, particularly ones asking for personal information. And if you're all in any doubt, then contact the organisation that sent the email by a number that you know to be valid. So, for example, if you get an email that appears to be from your bank, look up your bank's telephone number online or check on the back of your bank card, because often the number's on there, and call that number, and they will verify whether or not it's a genuine email from your bank, and then you can obviously then provide the information that's requested. And that would apply to any email that you get from any organisation. Verify first before you give them any personal information.
And if you've got a suspicious email, can you report it in any way?
You can, yes. You can report it to the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline, who will log details of that. And in fact, they've now got a new online scams tool that will allow you to check whether or not the email that you've been sent is likely to be a scam or not on the Citizens Advice website, which is a really, really helpful resource. But we would always urge consumers to report these, even if they haven't become a victim. So even if they've received an email that they've looked at and thought straight away, well, that's clearly a scam, we would urge people to report that, because that helps organisations like National Trading Standards and the police and others build that picture of what the common scams are, and allows us then to tackle the problem and hopefully get criminals arrested and prosecuted.
Now, if unfortunately you have become a victim of a scam, what should you do?
Well, you should immediately report the matter. That goes without saying. So immediately report the matter to Citizens Advice. But also, if you've given out any personal information or financial information in particular, you should contact the organisation that relates to it. So if you've given out your bank account details, for example, or your credit card details, you should immediately contact your bank or your credit card provider to let them know that you've given these details out, and then they will take care of things for you, which would usually involve issuing you with a new card and new details.
The National Cyber Security Centre, which is a part of GCHQ, has recently launched the Cyber Aware campaign, and I know you were part of the team building the messaging behind that. What is the main message you would give out as part of that campaign?
Yes, so the first key message of the Cyber Aware campaign is to create a separate password for your email account, because your email account really is the keys to the kingdom. If a criminal, a scammer, a fraudster gets access to your email account, they can create all sorts of havoc. So we're all human beings, and it's natural that we will reuse passwords for different logins. If we've got an Amazon account or a Netflix account, the key message for the cyberware campaign is whatever you do, make sure the password for your email account is unique and different from any other login that you've got.
So if anyone wants to know more about the National Trading Standards e-crime team, where can they go?
They can visit our website, which is tradingstandardsecrime.org.uk, and also our sister organisation, which is the National Trading Standards Scams Team, has got a Friends Against Scams website, which has got some really, really good, useful resources on there about people who have been victim, not just of online scams, but mail scams and telephone scams. It's got some really good tips on the sorts of things to look out for, and also how you can sign up to things like their newsletter, which will then keep you abreast and alert of any scams as they develop.
The web address for Friends Against Scams is friendsagainstscams, that's all one word, .org.uk. The National Trading Standards e-crime team are at nationaltradingstandards.uk. And if you can't get online and you require advice on scams, they recommend you contact Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline, which is 0808 223 1133. That's 0808 223 1133. And Mike Andrews from the National Trading Standards e-crime team, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.